Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's 34 after, by the way, and I'm very excited about having our next guest on the show. Amit Mithradas is here, and he's the general manager and head of North American Small Business for PayPal. He's been doing that job for quite some time now, and he has a long career in the online world with Web.com, one of our old friends over there, and David, the founder of that company, is a old, great, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Amit Mithradas, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I've been doing my show since 1997 when there were almost no, there were very few online, very, very little e-commerce in those days. Mm-hmm. And so I've been tracking and reporting and interviewing people with in the online commerce, e-commerce world all this time now, and it's just really been exciting to me to see how it's helped to grow the economy. It's given small businesses a lever that they didn't have that they can use as and be as productive as their big business cousins, sometimes their competitors. And I can't think of any organization that's done more to help small business owners than PayPal. So I want to congratulate you and thank you for how PayPal has been a good partner for small business.
Well, thank you. And, you know, PayPal has been around and kind of, in some cases, also helped pioneer a lot of the feature sets that are now used in the digital realm. You know, we take pride in servicing our member base as well as our merchant and consumer base. So thank you for that.
Well, so let's talk about, and I, as I told you off the air, I use PayPal all the time. I've used it several different ways. But and have been for years and years now. But talk to us. You're a pro with the online world. You're a senior veteran. You've seen an awful lot out there. When you look out across the landscape, what are you seeing these days?
So, you know, as you mentioned, Jim, I think, you know, for a lot of your listeners, especially the merchants out there, you know, e-commerce today is no longer, in my view, a nice to have. Right, so I'll give you some stats and some numbers that we're seeing out in the market. You know, Deloitte just did a survey a little while ago that said this holiday season there will be about $1 trillion worth of sales that will happen, and wow, that represents a few points of growth year on year. But if you look at the e-commerce space, you know that is expected to grow 19% year on year. And more so if you double-click down all the way into the mobile space, you know, where people are shopping off their, you know, their phones and tablets.
Right.
That is expected to grow double what e-com is growing at close to 42% year-on-year. So today, that ability to sell online, to find your customers who are already online searching for, you know, goods and services, and also servicing them through a mobile environment, in my opinion, has now become just something that's a must-have.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's so many, when you're on mobile, all you want to be able to do is push a button. You know, I know that the kids are really good at with their thumbs. I'm not as good. But regardless, whether it's making a phone call the company, or whether it's to check out, All you want to do is push a button, and after you call them, you want to push a button and pay for it, and then push another button and confirm it, and then you're out, and you're looking forward to your delivery tomorrow. That's the experience more and more people, and it's not just millennials. Baby boomers all the way up into their 70s, they want that experience too on their smartphone.
Yeah, you know, Jim, you're exactly right. And as you mentioned, you know, as the world is moving quickly, and has already moved pretty quickly onto e-commerce and mobile, you know, that checkout experience that you mentioned is imperative. Having a very simple, especially as we get into the holidays and merchants are getting ready to kind of meet all the demand that's in the market, having a very simple checkout, one which accepts all forms of payment, one where a customer knows where exactly they are in the flow, and one that doesn't have a lot of clicks or a lot of, you know, steps to take to get checked out is exceptionally important. You know, in that vein, as you mentioned, the one button, you know, PayPal a little while ago came out with the concept of one touch. And what that basically means is if you log into a merchant website using your PayPal device on with a phone or a tablet or a PC,
right. It
one touch automatically recognizes you. And the next time you go to that merchant site to check out, you don't have to enter your credit card information, none of that stuff.
It's all in there. Amit, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. PayPal.com. Check it out, and we're going to come back with Amit Mithradas after these messages and talk some more. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.